The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What are you doing?
You know that one.
No,
right?
I don't. Okay, we got talking.
Get some cold cuts.
Oh, my God. We don't know what we're going to do now, and we have to. We want to take some calls on something, and then Aaron's just like, the song's running out, and she's screaming 44, and we're supposed to know what that is?
It's the NFL dude. He would always.
What NFL dude?
I don't know. He was number 44. That's me. Get some cold cuts.
What are you talking about? I have no idea what she's talking about.
It's State Farm or Progressive.
I don't know.
What?
He's in the deli. Get some cold cuts. I know what you're
talking
about.
And he does his little dance.
We were basically talking about, okay, here's what this is going to end up being. Like this stupid commercial or jingle or slogan that is stuck in your head. For years, as a guy who does endorsements for people like American Financing, Apple, I find for my clients, me talking about them is effective. Mm-hmm. And I used to poo-poo anyone who paid money for a stupid effing jingle. Because it's like, dude, let somebody tell you, oh my God, Applejack Wine and Spirits, now they got 3 locations. They're great. Like you go there, the store is like Graceland. Like somebody talking passionately about something is a great way to like drive it home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But I can't, if I go 800-588-23.
100 Empire.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can't deny that works.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do, but
they
know the
jingle. Floors.
Oh, okay. Good.
You can't, as I'm going, 800, you can't see a roll carpet.
Yeah, and then
the hardwood's laying itself.
I can't see it, yes.
Yes!
Right.
So it does work. And it's, I want my baby. What is that?
Baby back. Chili's.
Chili's.
Baby back. All right, so we're doing it or we're not doing it?
Yeah, we are.
I want my baby back. I want my baby back. Somebody's got to do the Chili's. I want my baby.
Chili's baby back ribs.
Okay. That's what we're talking about.
Barbecue
we want
sauce.
You to call with the thing that's stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can just keep going with ones that are like.
No, I mean, the first one that came
the 44,
to.
44, what is that? Did you look it up?
Geico.
Is his name Icky? Icky?
It looks like Andrew Whitworth is his real name. He's in the grocery store and they call out number 44 and he's happy. I'll get some. You don't know that one?
I have never seen it.
Because it's the Icky Shuffle? I don't know.
Oh no, you're right. It's Icky Woods. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one. Yeah, it's Icky Woods. You're right.
Okay. So that's, I have not seen that one, but I can imagine it would get stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better brand of beef makes a butter burger better. Everyone knows that. Culver's, baby.
I swear to God, if you don't parlay that into a free burger.
A better brand of beef makes a butter burger better.
Hello, mother.
Don't
Hello,
do this.
Father.
Oh, my God.
Please six mosquitoes. Really, father? Thanks for the package. That's why I'm riding. K9 Advantix really stops all the biting.
When you started that, I was going to do.
Hiking. Tent pitching. Okay. They're not biting.
Okay.
I'm not itching.
Okay.
Can't
you know that there was a song
you.
Before, though, right?
All my new tricks.
You know that it was a song before.
No,
it's the song you sing when you're at camp. Hello, Mata. Hello, Fada. Here I am at Camp Granada.
No,
camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
No.
No?
I've heard the Hello Mother, Hello Father before, but I didn't know
Fada.
But I didn't know what
it
was from.
Are they all from New York?
It's like a song about like how crappy camp life is and your stupid tick thing stole it. It's not
the puppy is at camp.
I get it, but it's
not such a cute commercial.
But it's not as cool of a jingle as, for example, if I was just careening down I-25 right now, head north, and I said to myself, you take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm. Everyone knows where the damn tree farm is because of that stupid jingle. All right. If you've got a slogan.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
If you've got a slogan, because it can be just
Animal
as simple as.
Crackers in my soup.
It doesn't, you don't have to sing when you call, but if you got a slogan or.
IDK, my BFF gel.
Oh my God, would you shut up if you got a slogan or a jingle, this is where we'd love to talk to you. What's stuck in your head?
My brand.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
I have never heard this before this moment.
Really?
No.
Yeah. He was like for Skittles or Starburst or something.
Surely you've heard, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. I think that had to be the same as the Full House guy. They
kind
had that same kind of just like, ow, it's the 90s.
Do you remember, now you're doing, you know, that was another campaign that was really, Bud Light had the best campaigns of any campaigns. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Real Man of Genius.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And it was the dude was like, Mr. Wears His Pants Too Tight now. That was a singer from Survivor.
Was it really?
Yes. Oh. And then they did, What's that?
Oh, perfect.
Even recently, Dilly Dilly.
I know, which...
We hated it so much,
but now I miss it.
And it actually caught on.
It did. You wanted to go like, no, it's never going to catch on.
And it did, yeah.
It caught on.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off
God,
a piece
I can't remember
that.
What's the end. Never mind. It's an Office episode.
Oh. Sorry, I did.
Where Andy can't remember what it... Do we have any more? Oh, the other one, this one, I want to do some that aren't singing so people aren't intimidated to call in.
Sure.
New York City, get a rope.
No.
You remember that?
No. Get a rope?
Get a room?
Rope.
Rope?
They were going to hang the guy.
Oh.
It's like,
what?
Somebody's like,
dipping
a chip into like salsa and they're like, where's this from? And they look at the package and they're like, oh, it's from New York City. And somebody goes, New York City, get a rope. And they're like, because they're mad because they want good salsa can't come from New York City. It's got to be paste picante salsa, which comes from, I don't know, Connecticut. It must come from somewhere in the South, like Texas or something.
That is wild.
You don't remember the commercials of them going like, New York City?
No.
Oh my God. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
No.
Please text into 51059 if you've heard the... I'm not making that up.
Mm-mm. Well, I believe you.
G. Wentworth. Okay. 877 cash now.
Who are you calling yourself?
Damn it.
Who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker?
I have never heard that.
Is it Trident?
I think so.
It's a gum, I think, right? They clean your dirty mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to think of one more that's mine. Oh, how's it go? Cleaning experts. Ductworks. 303-425-0985. Yeah. There you go.
Good job.
All right. We've run out of things to say or sing, so it's your turn to take over. The slogan, the jingle that's stuck in your brain.
Ricola! Oh,
how do I turn both of you off? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing... slogans, jingles,
catchy things.
And the worst thing in the world that's happening is Aaron just won't stop singing.
Oh, I'm not sorry.
She's just like, Stacy?
Yes.
What's your jingle?
Yeah, I should say. I have two really quick ones, okay? Big Mac filet fish, quarter pounder french fries, icy Coke, thick shake, sundaes, and apple pies.
I never knew that one.
Yeah.
That's a variant of the McDonald's. Okay.
Yes. And the other one is my bologna has a first name.
It's a second name.
Oh, I love to eat it every day. If you ask me why, I'll say.
Because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Boom! That's the only way I know how to spell bologna.
Same. It doesn't look like it's supposed to say that.
No, it's bologna.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stacey. What was the other burger thing that we didn't do?
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
No, it's the other one. It's a different company.
I don't know where you
can customize your burger. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us.
Yes.
Was that Burger King?
It was Burger King, yeah. Which I think that should be Subway's slogan. Have it your way.
Have it your way. Yeah.
Happy K.
Have it your way. That's right. Yeah.
Every night that gets stuck in my head.
No, what's the new one from Burger King?
That Happy K. No, have it your way.
It's like, you rule.
You rule.
No.
Yes, it is.
There's another.
That's the new one.
No.
Because my son and I got an argument. He's like, your rule. And I'm like, why would it be your rule? It's not your rule. It's you rule.
Yeah, there's another one. I'll look it up.
Ann?
Whopper. That one.
Okay, sorry, Ann. Sorry, what's your slogan?
So this is probably older than all of you. There is a plumbing and heating company in Denver, Bell Plumbing and Heating. They still advertise.
Oh, I remember those guys.
But their jingle used to be call 7575661 and ring the bell.
Okay. It's nothing compared to Steel Bros! Steel Bros! Yeah. Okay. Steel
Bros. Excellent!
They don't have a jingle, but we're going to start it. Aaron?
Yay.
What's the slogan jingle?
So I'm from Wichita, Kansas, but the slogan is it's for a drive-in, and it's the Starlight Drive-In gives you more. Call 524-2424.
I like it.
If you call that number, it gives you a list of the movies that are playing for that evening.
Aww.
Is it still there?
Yeah, if you had a 316 and you call that number.
Oh, my God, Aaron. Steve, it's so true, though.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor, Steve? Can you tell us, Slacker, can you tell Steve we all say hi and love him and wish him the best?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him in a hot minute, but.
I know. Well, I love you guys, though, too. You guys are great. But anyway.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron.
We'll see you at the Starlight.
316. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, man. Oh, I like him so much.
Yeah.
Juliet.
Yay.
What's your slogan? What's your jingle?
Well, you took my Ductworks one, but the other one is, it's like an old commercial for some shipping company. And there's like a little granny and she goes, I shipped my drawers. And then the dad goes, I just shipped my bed. And I say that all the time and nobody ever knows.
I think it was for Kmart.
No.
It was, yeah, Kmart. I just shipped, yeah.
I shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my pants. Yeah, you could ship it from the
store. What?
Yes.
That was a thing?
Yes. I just shipped my drawers.
Who is the company right now that I'm thinking? There's a couple that are so on it, like with social media and things like that. Like
Wendy's is one of them.
Wendy's is one of them.
Oh, they're on it.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they just do the funniest thing. And Denver Water is.
If you've seen Nutter Butter on TikTok, they're to the extreme. They are. We don't know what they're doing.
But they would do like a ship to my pants or whatever. Yeah. And didn't Denver Water, like they crushed it last year with the Nuggets or something.
Yeah, because was it Jamal Murray took a sip of the water?
It was like the Michigan water or something. Yeah. Like, and they're like, we got you.
Yeah.
Patty?
Yay.
What's your slogan? What's your jingle?
I am stuck on Bandit. Germs stuck on me.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
So germs don't stick on me. That's not the way I remember it.
What do you remember?
Because it was like I'm stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids don't stick on.
I thought it was because Band-Aids stick on me. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aids stick on me.
I don't know. Band-Aid brand, so germs don't stick on me.
The germs make sense, though.
I don't remember that.
Either way, I have a compulsion to buy Band-Aids right now. Something's working.
Thank you for the call. Jordan?
Yay.
What's your... We were going to call this slogan off, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot until right now. It's slogan off. What's yours?
I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yep.
There's a million things in Toys R Us you can play with.
Oh, I don't remember the rest.
What?
Me neither.
It didn't just stop there.
I thought it did.
That was it.
There's a second verse.
There's a bridge. Not a second verse, second half of the chorus.
It's a remix.
What? Okay. Thank you.
It's been remastered.
Desiree.
Yay.
Slogan off. What's yours?
First, let me start with, I am standing outside the parking lot at King Supers right now, and the song that gets stuck in my head also comes with a dance. And it starts with skin-a-rinky-dinky-doo, skin-a-rinky-dee, I love you. I love you in the morning and in the afternoon. I love you in the evening and underneath the moon.
Is this for a product? I'm so confused.
I've heard that before.
She's having her psychotic break in a King Super party.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.